six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Damn. I say damn, son. Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. With plenty of beeps. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm filling up the kitty water jug. Because I just had to pour some water for my cat. And she got a brain freeze. Oh, because it's a mighty cold day. Once again today, here at Action Base 5. Oh, and speaking of fives, that's the actual temperature. It's 5 degrees. 5 degrees American, which of course means negative 15 degrees Celsius. And so, yeah, it's a little cool inside my house, but I slept really good. Except for the part where I woke up because my knee was hurting so bad. Because I slept in a kind of a weird position and my knee was hanging over the foam blocks that I sleep on and there's leverage and I thought, oh my God, this is going to be terrible. Because that's kind of painful. I probably did something bad to my knee. And then I rolled over and went back to sleep and I woke up and I'm fine. So, yay. Yay, hooray. I'm glad about that. Oh. Put the kitty water back down. The cat's in the cat box doing some kitty tinkles. That's lovely. So yeah, it's cold again today, so mostly this is a day of sitting around and trying to stay warm. And how do we do that? Well, we gotta drink a lot of tea. That's strategy number one. Oh. And I am kind of considering turning the heat up, but I'm not entirely sure that's necessary, only in the sense that I don't think it's going to be very effective. When it gets this cold, furnaces don't like to keep up. So I'm going to kick in some background music here from my friend Lad Allen Doan. And this particular track is called Neural Nets. I do like Neural Nets. And I'm happy. And so, I guess the only thing to do now is to, well, drink tea. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Daddy. There we go. That's how you get warm. Delicious Gaoshan today. I'm really into it. So what else are we going to do other than drink tea? Well, I think you're going to get an open mic report here in just a second. Sounds like a fine idea. Oh, yeah. So, yes. It is now time for the open mic report. Because last night I went up to the bar, the Shakedown Street Tavern, on Monday nights for open mic night. And it was kind of cold. The sun had gone down by the time I left the house. And so, yeah, it was a little bit cool. But it wasn't that cold. And it was... So I drove up to the bar. And I got there and I walked in. I got there at 8:01. And I parked in the back and so I could hear somebody already playing. And so I walked in the back door and yep, sure enough, there's Zaya on stage. And He was doing pretty good. He was a little bit better than usual. I don't know what it was. Maybe he was a little bit more focused or something, but he did a bunch of his original songs. He did a couple of covers. He did a Bob Dylan song and did it pretty good. Like I said, his technique seems to have improved for some reason. He was just on last night. And so that was great. Although there was nobody there. In fact, when I walked into the bar at 8 o'clock, or 8:01, 8:02, whatever, it was me, Spider-Cat, Zaya on stage, whoever brought him, the woman he was with, and I think there was some other person. The bartender wasn't even there. Spider-Cat comes up to me and says, "Oh, Rachel had to do it." Okay, no, that's cool. I can wait. It's no problem. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there wasn't even anybody at the bar. It was cold. It was cold last night. Sometimes people don't like to go out when it's cold. And so after Zaya played, there was a 15-minute empty slot. So Zaya played like an extra song or two, and then Panache got up, whose name is actually pronounced Panache, apparently. I missed that one. And this guy has been around for a few weeks now at least, and he plays guitar, he writes songs, he's a singer-songwriter, and he was good, he's pretty good. The guy is steps away. And then, it was all acoustic guitar night. The same guys who've been sort of the core for the last month or so. So we had Mike, and we had David, and there was other guy who I can't remember his name. And these guys are all sort of, you know, your finger-style singer-songwriters. And Mike was the last to play, and he had some new songs, and they were great. And then he finished with his Hellfire song, which is a real earwormy kind of thing for me to hear, because that every time he plays that every week, I have that song stuck in my head for the rest of the night, and sometimes on through the next day. I don't really have it now, I don't want to think about it, so it doesn't happen. Now, somewhere in there was a new guy, D-Zilla. D-Zilla brought some weird equipment in. I was watching him bring stuff in, and then he brings a big old bag in, and this bag is big and flat. It's 2 meters long, and it's a meter wide, but it's only about 10 centimeters thick, and I'm thinking, what the hell is that? I started thinking, is it a coffin? You know, is it like a DJ coffin? You know, when you have a guy named D-Zilla, so very close to things like J. Dilla. It's like, okay, uh-oh. Do we have a DJ? I was hoping maybe he was a synth guy, but nope, it went all to hell because he was, in fact, a DJ. And worst of all, he was a digital DJ. So no actual vinyl, no turntablism, no CDs. And the guy gets up on stage and he starts setting up, and the big bag that I thought might be a coffin or whatever was actually a metal DJ booth, a portable trifold metal. It was one of the crazier things I've ever seen. He could have just used a table, but no, he brings his own little DJ booth with him. And it's not customized or anything, but it's a metal thing, and he folds up, and yeah. Now, this isn't necessarily a big deal other than it takes forever. So he gets all this stuff set up, and then instead of jacking directly into the PA, he's got to use the Wi-Fi, okay, and that's not working, Between Spider-Cat and him and the bartender, they can't get the Wi-Fi to connect to whatever he's doing because he's got his little booth set up now, and he's got some kind of controller, and he's got his laptop. He's a laptop DJ. So his 15 minutes is easily used up already, and this goes on for a while still. They finally get it working, and how do they get it working? They jack it straight into the PA system. So now the thing is working, and he gets on the mic, and that's when it went to hell. Because the first thing he does is he brags that he's a music producer, and he's produced music for 13 years. The guy's young, he's probably in his 20s. He's been producing music for 13 years, and what we're about to hear is all original edits. You heard me. All original edits. Not original music. Yeah, so this guy starts. And I don't want to come out and say that it was bad or that he was terrible or anything like this. But the problem with this set was that it was extraordinarily jarring. We have transitions from songs that are at 90 beats per minute that crash right into 125 beats per minute songs. And these aren't songs, these are just cut up snippets of songs that don't really go together, and it's just sort of sound collage that doesn't maintain a beat, or there's no coherent theme. Don't get me wrong, it's some vaguely interesting stuff. Just for its sonic quality. But yeah, so he goes on for a while. Spider-Cat eventually has to cut him off. And then we went back to acoustic guitars. There was some acoustic guitar stuff. There was another acoustic guitar guy, and then Artemis got up. And Spider-Cat, since there were no other people there for... Again, the bar's empty. One person is now sitting at the bar watching. And the worst part of it is, well, they're setting up. Then I got to hear... Then D-Zilla is now in the other side of the room. He's at the bar and talking to the bartender, and he's saying the same thing. 13 years of music production experience. He's never produced music in his life. All he edits other people's music, and then the funny thing is while he was still on stage and packing up, Spider-Cat asked him if he's got any gigs or any shows. And of course, he says no, but he's looking. Oh my God. DJs. So anyway, this all happens. Then Artemis and Spider-Cat got up, and by this time it's getting late, and I wanted to leave, but I wanted to see what these two were going to do. And so they got up, they did their little improvisational thing. Artemis plays guitar and sort of sings, follows along Spider-Cat. Spider-Cat's just sort of vocalizing into her looper and effects. And, you know, she builds up chords. You know, she'll go, ah, and then wait for the looper to come around, and then, ah. And so they're doing this, and it was kind of cool. But it was starting to get late. I got there really early, and I needed to bail out. And that's when there was almost a problem, because by the time I'm leaving the bar at 11 o'clock or 10:45 or whatever, it is damn cold. It went from being cold to damn cold, and it was so damn cold that my car didn't want to heat up, which is a problem because I was really close to getting the bad shivers. It was that cold. Driving home, I'm trying to warm my car up. There's no heat in my car. It's that cold. As I was driving up my street, the heat started kicking in. I was like, oh my God. But yeah, the whole ride home was close to torture. Because I, like I said, ooh, it was getting close. I had to keep moving. I was bouncing up and down and doing all this weird crap. But yeah, there was no problem. I got home, I made some tea, because there's nothing hot to drink at the bar. I should take tea to the bar. I hope they're okay with that. I'll have to ask them. I got home, and that is when I started messing around with my synth. Because I just thought I would do a little synth. And it's not that I did much of anything, as much as I just sort of tweaked everything that we had, and I took that control voltage and I sent it over to the other thing, and well, let's just go over there into the synth zone. Let's move. Cat's in my way. Oh, that's a good kitty. All right, so we gotta grab this stuff so we can move over to here. And what else did I do last night? I kind of have a problem with what I did, but we'll get into that here in just a second. Let me sit down again. Okay, turn on the board. We gotta plug a thing in. Ka-clunk. Oh, and yeah, we got that spooky noise floor. Oh, okay, so here we are, in front of the synth. Yay, hooray, it's a good day. It's a good day to be synthin', because it's so damn cold. And where are we with this? Okay. So you may remember from yesterday that we got this going, and it'll eventually change. So let's wait for the change. We can hear it here. There it is. And now it'll go back. Okay. So that's fun. But the problem is that when this changes, when it goes up to this part, then it goes back down. When it does that, the bass line does not go with it. It just keeps doing what it was doing. So I decided to change that. And I thought, how am I going to do that? I want the bass line to go up with it, but nothing's being sequenced. There's no pitch data, really. But the way I'm doing this is just with the control voltage. And I thought, okay, well, let's just split that control voltage and we'll send that to the runaway oscillator that's doing the bass. Oops, not in time. So it goes up. And back down again. Let's listen to it again. Okay, so that's nice. That works. Let's bring our kick drum back in. Okay, so that goes up and down every once in a while. So yeah, we're just bonkling along. Bonka dinka bonka dinka bonka dinka bonka dinka bonka dinka bonka dinka bonk bonk dink dinka dunk dunk. And then we need to go up. Okay, so that's great. Oh, I'm trying to remember what all else I did. Yeah, I did do another thing. And it was tricky. Let's go to this. Listen to the bass line for the honks. The zip zip. So there's those little zit 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 zit, zit, zit things, right? I wanted more of that. I thought, how can I do more of that? Here it comes again. Well, the way we're doing that is by running envelopes out of the new filter thingy into the runaway oscillator. Okay, that's fun. So I thought, okay, how can I do some more of that? How can I add some of that? Because I'm running that through the sequential switch, and I thought, okay, I can just throw some more stuff in there. But what? Well, I tried a couple of things, and it was terrible. And then I decided to do something else that I kind of liked. And I thought, okay, we gotta run this through a switch, though, so we can switch it in and out. So here's the baseline, sort of normal. I'm gonna bring the gain up and then switch this in here. We're pushing it, aren't we? Yeah, a little bit. Here we go. That's lovely and all. It worked out a little bit better than I thought it would. That's good stuff. Basically, what I did was, is I ran random smooth voltage out of my white noise generator into the switch that switches between the random noise, the random voltage, and whatever's coming out of the sequential switch, which in this case is nothing, but if I flip the switch over to here, then we'll get the little buzzy zip zips. And then back to normal. So, yeah. I've got this other stuff, and I got this going up and down, and this is vaguely bothering me, because now that I've done this, you know, I did this last night, and I was messing with it, then I went to bed, and I was thinking, but is that what I wanted to do? Is that what I want to do with this particular piece of gear? Well, no, because now this music is basically a song. This is sort of a standard song format. It goes along and then it changes. It goes up a fourth or a fifth or whatever. And is that what I wanted to do? No, that's not what I wanted to do with this. I wanted to use this machine for completely different stuff. But then again, I haven't set it up for different stuff yet. I threw it in this rack. We might as well do this. I'm rationalizing this to myself. We can do the regular dumb stuff and it'll be fine because I'll get a skiff and I'll put this in it and it'll be away. But no. So I guess it's okay to do this for now. Right? Oh, let's jam. Oh. Thank you. There's some of the fun things that you can do with that. Is that still cool? Is it staying with my musical philosophy? Doesn't matter, because this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
For me!
The end of the line, yes?
Yes, so yes. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I got to get the hell out of here. Skedonker. Skedoochins.